You're listening to 英语优选 AU English.
Hey guys, 上次的小丑雕像是不是有点恐怖啊？小心脏还好吗？今天给大家讲的是来自陌生人的 wedding gift, and the keyword is anonymous, A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. If you remain anonymous when you do something, you do not let people know that you were the person who did it. 匿名的Here is an example. It is an anonymous letter. 这是一封匿名信。今天这对新婚夫妇收到的不是匿名信，是什么呢？ Once upon a time, there was a young couple who got married and went away on their honeymoon. 两周蜜月旅行回来之后，甜蜜的小两口开始整理结婚时收到的礼物。Since this was a new home, the process took some time. The silver went into the closet.Items were put on the walls for display, and some of the more intimate apparel was put in the bedroom drawers. 一周后, they received two tickets in the mail for a popular show where tickets were impossible to get.
小两口收到了演出票,超级开心,也非常感谢送礼物的人的细心和大方。
Inside the envelope, however, was only a small piece of paper with a single line. Guess who sent them?
猜猜是谁送的。小两口猜了一大圈也没猜出来到底是谁。
Anyway, they went to the theater and had a wonderful time. On their way back home, the couple were still trying to guess who the kind-hearted person was.
可是一进家门，两个人都吓呆了。家里所有的家当全部都没有了，被洗劫一空。
And on the bare table in the dining room was a piece of paper.
这张纸条上写着一句话
Well, now you know.
哈哈，现在知道是谁送的票了吧？所以现在美国新婚夫妇一般不收匿名的礼物。
The story also tells us that when you get a really nice anonymous gift,
不一定是你的爱慕者，也有可能是小偷哦。你有没有收到过匿名的礼物呢？
Talk to you next time.